This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, March 12, darkness at noon. The passage is from Amos 8, verse 9. I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. In a memorable sermon, Frederick Buechner preached about what he called the hungering dark. The sermon was delivered in the late 1960s, a time of great social and political unrest in North America. Buechner suggested that darkness was a fitting description for the assassinations, the dread of war, and the riots of that time. But he also spoke of how darkness intensifies our craving for the light of Christ's presence. In this way, the hungering dark is like our physical hunger. We are probably no more aware of our need for food than when we are hungry. Hunger is as much a craving for fullness as it is a testimony to emptiness. Through the prophet Amos, God said that the judgment to come would be characterized by both darkness and hunger. The sun would go dark at noon, and the people would hunger for the words of God that they could not find, no matter where they looked. That judgment is what Jesus experienced on the cross. When Jesus was crucified, there was darkness from noon till three. He cried out to God, hungering for responses that never came. The word of God fell silent amid the darkness of Golgotha. But that's not all. On the cross, we also see Jesus, the light of the world who pierces our darkness, and we receive the bread of life that satisfies our deepest hunger. Lord Jesus, thank you for shining the light of your love into our hearts and for feeding us with your word. Help us to walk in your light. Feed a hungry world through us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.